Sunday.
This is one of those days.
The day of rest.
When you wake up.
The time for reflection.
The birds are chirping.
To take stock.
You're smelling the clippings off the lawn.
Except on Triple M.
Come on, out of that!
Really pumped up.
This is the Sunday Rub.
Fareen Hot Water and Macca's 50th birthday.
Triple M rocks footy.
G'day and welcome along wherever you're listening around Victoria, around Australia, around the world on the M's. Sydney versus Fremantle is our game. A different version of the Rub today, only half an hour as we lead into Sydney versus Fremantle. David Mundy playing his 350th game. The Olympics are in full swing. A lot of the country is in lockdown. So if you're listening in lockdown, hopefully that comes to an end very, very soon. And a different team, but by gee, she's a big team, ready to go on a Sunday. The captain is always here. I missed him last week when I was not able to leave my house. Hello, Ducky boy.
G'day, Howie. Good to see you, mate. How'd you go in lockdown?
It was a lot harder than I thought, Duck. We were meant to do 14 days, but the tier was downgraded. And hello to you, Rossi.
I was going to say, how'd you get your hair cut?
Well, I got my hair cut before I went into lockdown.
Well, it looks fresh to me.
No, no, you can see it at the back here. No, I tell you, you're not. It's
Did
quite
you get
serious.
The care package that we sent you out?
No, that must still be on the way. Okay. That must still be on the way. But it was harder than I anticipated, not being able to leave your front gate. But a lot of the country is in a similar situation. So we won't worry about that. We'll get on to the footy and the Olympics. I want to get your thoughts on the Olympics as well. The super coach is here. Hello, Ross.
Hello, Howie. Yeah, favourite part of the week, the Sunday Rub.
Good.
Being a part-time media person gives me a lift.
And how are your little family going? They're doing homeschooling, etc.
Well,
how's that going?
Struggling in lockdown. They said, it's harder than you think, Dad. So worry about their mental health a little bit. I tend to be a bit suck it up. Buttercup, they've pushed back a little bit on that. So,
to be honest, that's how we started the 14 days. Like, we'll cruise through this, and got to about day three, and it was like, this is a little bit harder than you anticipate for the family, for your wife, for yourself, for your kids. But I tell you what, as I mentioned, a massive team. If this man at some stage chooses to put his headphones on, we can introduce him to the show. Now he's just shaking his head. Apparently, Brian doesn't do pre-game.
Strong operator. I like
it. He needs to, because I want to get his thoughts on the Olympics and the football. He's just giving me, come to air later.
The Iron Curtain. The borders drop.
Well, at some stage, you'll put the headphones on and entertain us all. Duck, I got up this morning. I've been watching a lot of Olympics, and today I had the multi-screen. They're doing a fantastic job on Channel 7. We've won a bronze and now a silver in the men's 400 free and a bronze in the iron medley. So well done to Jack McLaughlin, finishing behind the Tunisian. But I sat there with the screens everywhere. I was watching surfing. I was watching skateboarding. And I am loving the new Olympic sports stuff. Yeah. How do you feel about it?
The new Olympic sports?
Yeah, the new ones.
Some I'm not sold on yet, Howie, but it'll take time. I'm loving the Olympics. I haven't got home the other night, Friday night, and watched the opening ceremony and love Bruce McAvaney.
How good's Macca?
And Hamish. You know what? And some people, I thought the information, some of the countries, by the way, I'd never heard of, but just the information that they gave us, I thought it was fantastic. And given that there was no crowd, I really enjoyed it.
Couldn't agree more. What do you think, Ross? Because obviously, the Olympics, it's a changing environment, so they need to engage the youth to continue the interest in the Olympics moving forward. Hence, skateboarding. Hence, surfing. Hence, BMX in the last couple of Olympics. Hence, rock climbing this time. Are you an embracer of these new sports?
I actually like it. So who would have thought the Olympic movement would be in a progressive movement and include those sports?
Exactly right.
And I think AFL football, like, there's been a lot come out of COVID, the nimbleness with the fixture and shorter games. But there's some, we must bounce the ball, but it's killing up. There's some things that we can, you know, progressively move in our game. If the Olympics can do it, we should follow suit.
Oh, I'd love to get Brian's thoughts on these new sports, but still, the big man beside me is refusing.
BT,
he just doesn't put his headset on.
BT wants the Olympic Committee to bring back tug-of-war.
Does he?
Because
he's a bit old school.
Once upon a time, tug-of-war was an Olympic sport.
Here we go. Welcome to Brian Taylor on a Sunday. Hello, Brian. Lovely to see you.
Is you loud?
Well, we're normally up on a Sunday. Are you an Olympic embracer?
The Olympics
take that as a no.
Slowly dying.
Do you think so?
They're not dead yet, and they're going well this year, but I think they're dying.
Why?
I just think we get so much good sport on TV.
We do.
All the other sports. It's no longer the top in a lot of the sports, and I think the Olympics has always been the pinnacle of particular sports. So, for instance, you know, there are a couple of sports in there where you can go and watch, you know, perhaps basketball that's better. I do like the fact that Europe and US and the rest of the world comes together in basketball, and it's slightly different. But I just like watching the best, you know. And I look at 3-on-3 basketball and go, why is that in instead of, say, netball?
You're a man that likes to watch your surfing, though. Are you happy with surfing coming into the... Right, okay.
Because this is not the pinnacle for surfers.
Okay.
Well, let's hope that they're
right. That's a good point. Yeah. You often look at it, you think, right, do the golfers prefer to win an Olympic gold medal or a Masters? They probably choose the Masters. That's often a defining point.
But then
people.
Again, you've got Ash Barty, who's just won Wimbledon.
Yes.
And now is going for a gold medal, obviously. So
yeah,
not everyone thinks the same.
Well, let's hope it dies after 2033, though. 2030.
Yeah, so we'll get through to Brisbane.
There'll be
we'll
some
be
flat
there.
People in Brisbane.
But Ash Barty's pinnacle is Wimbledon or the US.
Yes. Well, that's what I'm saying. So so you think if she wins gold, Wimbledon would still be above?
Absolutely, 100%.
Well, they spoke about, someone was talking about it, make it the fifth major in the tennis. Make it, is, you know, go down that path. But the Olympic movement were like, we're bigger than a major.
Yeah.
So we're not doing that.
Yeah. Brian, the other thing I want to ask you about, being one of the preeminent, if not the preeminent, sports broadcaster in the country. Oh. When I'm watching the surfing and the skateboarding, I'm enjoying the enthusiasm of the commentary. There's a lot of sort of rad, hip-hop, jive sort of cool cats there in commentary, which is different to what we typically get, Brian.
Yeah, I thought, I watched the skateboarding this morning as well. I didn't think they were great, the guys there.
Probably the surfing, Howie. It's not great surf, is it?
Well, that's the problem. Yeah. There is a typhoon building off the coast, but no, that's, I don't know why they didn't build a wave pool.
Surfing what?
It looked like the little kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little kids sort of thing.
So build a wave pool, like Kelly built at his ranch in California.
Oh, well, we got one out at Tullamarine.
It is surprising they don't have one in Japan.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll get onto the footy. We are leading up. We'll speak about the Blues in the second break. But David Mundy. Now, Ross, you came in here and today you said, I can't wait to see David Mundy play his 350 game. You were all over the situation.
Oh, I've been building it up all week, Howie. Footy classified, gave it a pump up. You're quite brilliant. And I was quoted. Like, sometimes you're a bit off the cuff, the second greatest stocker ever. So I don't want to get into the Nap 5. You know, he's pretty special. But he... Gee, the longevity, when you're doing the flying, it's basically 4 hours over, 4 hours back every second week for, what's he done it for, 16 years, whatever it is. It's an incredible effort because it is draining. It is draining. And he hasn't had many injuries. When we fell off the cliff, we thought, you know what, we looked at Mitchell and Hodge, go to halfback. He started as a halfback. And we said, David, look, we're just going to put your halfback, give some of the kids, you know, just change it up, extend your career. And anyway, he voted with his performance. He became a goal machine again. So he didn't want to be there. And I was like, well, okay. So then we put him deep forward. He came out like Tony Modric. He'd really won those games against Richmond. But ultimately, he's a great midfielder. And what they've done really well, I think he only plays about 50% game time. So he's a real birth repeat athlete. And they've used him. And if he can keep playing 50%, he could go on for another 2 or 3 years. So he's an exquisite ball user and quality person on and off.
Estimated, I saw on social media, Rabsy, our man, just showed us, he's flown 860,000 kilometres in his football career, Brian, which
What's
is to the moon and
500,000.
So it's to the moon and back, basically. Tell us a story about David Mundy that will go, that's why he's able to achieve what he does.
Well, that's it. Look, I never saw him when I first got there as a great preparer, to be honest. I was like, I didn't see him in the top echelon, but that was 2012, and I think he just continued. As you get older, you realise you got to do more, you know, like Boak's spoken about. So every year he's just added another layer of his professionalism. But I think when you lead that healthy lifestyle, there's a few that knock themselves around off-field, like hard.
Mm.
But, you know, he's been married to the lovely Sally. He's got his kids. He's very conservative.
What would he do for a job, Ross, if he wasn't playing football?
It's a great point, Brian. He's a marine biologist, but he's really interested in football administration, so snouting the trough, although things are tightened up.
See, I would have, if I don't know him at all, I would have thought he would have been a bricky.
No, well, he's from Seymour, so,
a renowned area for marine biologists, Seymour.
Well, he's got the Coral Bay in Western Australia. Well,
they've got the pool up there with all the fungus in it.
When you hear the term marine biologist, what's the first thing you think of? You might not be on the same page as me here.
Flipper.
Very intelligent.
Right.
Yeah, I think of Flipper.
I think of George Castagna. Castagna in Seinfeld. And I looked into the eye of the great fish. You mean mammal? One of the great episodes. Good luck to David Mundy today. How do you think they're going overall, Freo?
Oh, they were disappointing last week. There's no doubt about it. Look, they've had some bad luck with injury. I thought they would have moved the needle a little bit more than they have. There's just sometimes you think, yeah, they're getting there. Then they they fail. Geelong are a really good team. So they've got some weaknesses in the game. Brayshaw's really popped. Sarong's going to be a star. It's great to see their ins today, some young players. So Young comes back. He's a star off halfback. They get Tabanar back in and Meek. But, look, I think their best is good enough. They're inconsistent. Maybe that's as a young team. But, look, they get the most marks taken against in their D50, so that's a real concern. And playing Sydney, who are number one at efficiency inside 50, so that's a bit of a concern. And I think there's still a little bit of over-reliance on Mundy and Fife to play great footy to get them across the line. But there's no shame in that because that's what they're paid to do. But some great young players. They just need to add more talent. I think when you're analysing coaches and clubs, there's not enough, even say the Perth media, like they'll terrorise Simpson or me or whatever, but they don't put enough focus into the lifeblood of the club, which is the recruiting. So if you dive into that, it's not until you get that right, like the draftees and that your club really mm-hmm. pops. And they've made some good decisions lately with Young and Brayshaw and those guys.
All right, we will after the break, we'll have a chat about the Blues and the Kangaroos, Duck. Ooh. You and Brian were there yesterday. But, Brian, you came in here today. It's your fourth game for the weekend. So yep. due to the Olympic situation where various callers are elsewhere, how are you finding calling that much football? There's different combinations for you. It's a bit of a challenge, I would imagine.
How
it's not. People are interested.
I'm loving seeing as many games as I can, especially this time of the year. I think the thing for any of us involved in the game, the more footy you see, the more on top of it you are as you head towards the important part of the year. Better you know the players, the ins and outs. Better you can pick what's going to happen. So it's just it all goes in the memory bank. And like Fremantle, I've seen a couple of times over the last couple of weeks. Haven't seen a lot of them for the year, but just getting to know them again. It's important to stay in touch with them.
Are you locked in as the grand final caller? How does that work?
No, that doesn't work that way, Howard.
Does it not? So when do you find out?
You earn that.
Right.
It's like a spot in the team. You earn it.
Right.
And you get told accordingly as the weeks progress into the year.
So who's the major competition?
So Duck could be in. He could be out. Could be in. Could be out.
Well, traditionally, it's been the Friday night team, Howie.
Oh, so Duck's got a slightly different view to what you have, Brian. He thinks it's a pretty much lay down.
Who is the Friday night?
Well, the last eight years I've been working.
Well, I like to feel that I earn it.
Right. Duck might have a different.
Have you got it written
situation.
In the contract, Duck?
No, not at all.
Howie has it written in.
Unlike Brian, I just do what I'm told.
Sounds like you've got it written in.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
No, I've never done a grand final, Ross. I've never had the fortune to call a grand final.
I've had a couple. I just haven't won one, Howie.
What about Triple M? Have you not caught it?
No. I haven't ever caught a grand final on Triple M.
Jeez, I'd be doing something about that.
Well, let's, yeah.
Well, Darcy normally calls it with Jim.
Yeah.
But then
enough.
I guess, Jim might be calling with you, but we'll see. It'll all play out.
It'll all play out, and we'll get told in due time.
And the Chew Man will join us soon, and he will keep you up to date around the grounds in the Olympics. He did us some fine work on the opening ceremony.
What is on today?
Right, there's got a bit of bounce in his step.
What's the number one thing on today that we need
the
to
The women's 4x100 freestyle relay, Brian. We are the world record holders. We're the fastest qualifiers.
And then tonight, the basketball.
Tonight. We take on Nigeria, do we? Well, you're our basketball man. How are we shaping up against the Nigerians? We just knocked them off, didn't we?
We beat them in a practice game, but we didn't play anywhere near our best side, and they probably didn't either. So, and they beat the US, so they're pretty good. They're one of those sides that can... They're a bit of a Hollywood side, a bit of a magical sort of basketball side, and it can come off or it can look really ugly.
Harlem Globetrotter style. Yeah.
As a young basketballer growing up in West Australia, Brian, was it ever a thought for you that you could potentially don the green and gold and represent your country at the Olympics?
Yeah, shot put.
No, he's a fine basketballer.
No, well, I would have represented Australia, I think. Some level.
You chose football.
Well, you asked the
question. No, I know, and it's a good, honest answer.
I was going well for the state.
Well, what you got to remember?
I was the leading scorer at the national championship.
When Brian was 10, he probably thought of the green and gold, but remembering when he was 10, he was 100 kilos.
And 6'4".
And had a moustache and a beard.
I was a late bloomer.
And as to yourself, Duck, we know that you're the world's best footballer, the world's best firelighter, the world's best special comments man. What Olympic sport do you think, if you hadn't taken the football path, that you probably would have represented Australia in?
None, Howie.
None?
No.
Nothing?
No. But probably... No.
Say it.
Quoits or something.
No, don't say it.
Go on, say it.
No, Howie, none.
Okay. We might take a break.
I'll tell you what I do love.
Oh, hang on.
I'll tell you what
How about the boxing?
I'll tell you what I'm looking forward to, really looking forward to, and that is the women's sevens. We're the reigning gold medalist.
Yep.
And exciting, because it's a free-flowing game. I'm really looking forward to that. When does that start?
That will probably start on...
You're our...
Chill Tell.
I thought you were talking about rowing.
Day three or day four.
Download the Listener app now to stream every game on Triple M Footy.
And what about that?
Just download the Listener app and select Triple M.
8 minutes time till Sydney takes on Fremantle from Etchegon Stadium. We'll speak to Belinda Mellon on the boundary shortly. For Bob Jane T-Mart, to get world-class deals on world-class brands, buy three, get one free and instant cashbacks, bobjane.com.au. Brian, you and Wayne were both at Marvel Stadium yesterday. The Kangaroos were absolutely fantastic, though. A little bit of pressure will come on the Blues, no doubt. This is what their coach had to say after they were belted yesterday by the Roo Boys.
Oh, I have absolute belief in this group. I think there's a lot more. I think we've seen some growth over the last period, and today was really disappointing because it didn't follow that trend. So that hurts. That hurts the playing group, the coaching staff, our fans, that we didn't continue. But over the longer journey and where we're going, I have absolute belief in the group. I have belief in the people we have at our footy club that will take us forward. So if the question is, do I have belief? Absolutely. And I'll keep saying it. We've got some work to do. We're not good enough yet, clearly, and that's why we're not playing finals. But going forward, this group will play finals. I'm very confident of that.
Interesting, isn't it? Because I reckon their last 3 weeks, how we've been against the bottom teams. And Freo, the exception there, because they've played some really good footy. But, you know, yesterday, and look, this team for me, I had playing finals footy this year. And they haven't been able to do that. So, for me, it's a massive fail for the Blues fans this year and everyone involved. And I think I might have had them in the finals a year before as well.
They're on 7 wins at the moment. They won 7 last year.
Yeah.
They've still
got... So you expected improvement, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. So they've got St Kilda, Gold Coast, Port and GWS to come.
Well, the way they played yesterday, they won't win any of those.
Right. So it's hard to argue it's what grim. We saw yesterday. Well, we like, Ross, as you know, to look at the positives on this show. And Chipman wants us
to let's
talk
look
about
at North.
The Kangaroos. That's exactly
North.
What I'm about to
Their
say.
Their ball movement, like what they did out of there, which talks to Carlton's lack of team defence, but that's been a weakness all year. I think they kicked 8 goals out of their D50 to the forward 50. Now, they're not a quick ball-moving team. They control it, build it up, try and probe, but they got through really easy. We talk about growth. I think Kane Turner's gone to the back pocket. We're talking about Chu. He's put the small forward to sleep. I think he put Eddie Betts to sleep, didn't he? I think Eddie had 2 touches.
Scoreless.
Uniaki was a bit better. I was disappointed with him last week. But, gee, Thomas is a beautiful player. He's just a star of the competition. I'd love him. Beautiful. You know, like...
Smooth.
He, as he gets more robust, he's in the... Not Bonton, but that size, you know, inside, outside, really good. Simpkins, a good player. I think, you know... He's carrying the burden gold. So there's some growth, you know. Like, Stevenson's a turnaround story. Like, I was off him, not as a person, but he's non-competing last year. When Collingwood were picking every week, they were sending a message, well, you can not compete and we're going to pick you. So he clearly... What's disappointing is clubs, you let those guys go sometimes because you have to, right? But they experience their footy mortality. Oh, this is the end. Then they get their act together. So that's the maturity piece. That's the frustrating bit for clubs. And we've all probably been... experienced it ourselves and seen it. So, look, he's a great turnaround story. Nobles leveled him out. They see composed. They're structuring up their footy department, splitting the football operations. Well, there's a lot going right there. They're shifting the needle in the right way.
And when you consider that they turned the ball over a lot in the first half, North, didn't they? If they hadn't been on top of it like they were in the second half, it may have been...
18 clangers.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
18 clangers in the first half, two in the second half.
Yep.
And so was that pressure dropped away or the skill level improved? Which was it?
It was a bit of both.
Yeah.
Bit of both. Carlton's pressure was, almost non-existent.
And just Larky, we've got 2 big forwards in the room. I know you're both impressed by him. Brian, how good could this young man be? Kicked 7 yesterday. They were called a breakout game. I think he's kicked multiple goals various times this year. Just sort of leads, marks and kicks goals.
He got on the end of some magnificent kicks. He led up well and marked a couple on the lead. But the ones I was impressed with were where he had to go back and the flight of the ball had to be balanced beautifully and taken over the top of the hand. So some of the kicking skills to him yesterday I thought were fantastic. I can remember 3 that he got that were over the top because of the kicker's skill in just getting it over the top. He looked impressive. Zerha was a little bit down yesterday.
Yeah, had the shoulder.
Yeah.
He kept fighting with the shoulder.
Yeah.
Oleg was interesting. Did he do much? I didn't see.
Well, he was the medical sub. Yeah. But even when he was activated, I forget who got injured, he was activated in the last quarter. And I had the goggles on him for a good portion while he was being activated. And I've got to say, he did not want to play.
The body language wasn't good.
Oh, really?
In what respect?
You could tell he just didn't want to go out there. You know, he's sitting on the bench. He didn't warm up in any way.
Jeez.
He sat there and, you know, if I was the coach, I would have been absolutely furious with him. You know, if you not have the get up and go and, hey, the team's going well, jump in and join in the party, you know?
Yeah, it's a bad sign, isn't
it? Yeah, like, it was not good.
Sometimes you've got to own where you're at. You can blame everyone else. But at the end of the day, for his level of talent and they target him, and I know he's on good contract, there's still time to turn it around, son.
Yep.
You can dig in here and finish off.
Well, you look at Josh Shackey last night, who, you know, you could say is probably not in their best 22, but all of a sudden he gets this chance in this strange position for him, which they've been trialling him in a couple of other games, and he makes the most of it. Now they've got a decision. Do they continue with that? Because he was so impressive. Do they continue with him in that position, or do they let it go? Yeah.
And to your point, he grabs the opportunity. Mm. Keith goes out with the hammy.
Yep.
And he's in there. Who knows? You might be there in a grand final, son. I think Joel Hamley played in the premiership. I think he played 4 games for the year, Joel, and just got in there at the right time with the team playing good footy.
All right, we'll turn our attention to this game at Metricon Stadium, Sydney versus Fremantle. I'm Bob Jane Timart. Belinda Mellon is there. G'day, B. How are you going?
Hello, gentlemen. I am fabulous. Thank you. What a gorgeous day it is here. 22 degrees. The sun is shining. And I do feel very privileged to be here to witness David Mundy's 350th. Something to watch out for, though, boys, that you cannot see when you look at the ground. There are actually gale force winds happening here on the Gold Coast. The only place you will notice it is at the northern end. That will be the left of your radio speaker. But the winds are gusting up to 90 k's an hour. So keep an eye on that for goal kicking towards that northern end.
So where's the wind blowing from, B? Is it coming from which direction?
So it's a winter westerly that we have here commonly in Queensland. So that will blow from behind the commentary box, so as towards the coast.
So can I just ask, Belinda, right. I know I'm cutting you, but is it across the ground or it's straight down the ground at one end?
No. It's across the ground, so it will mess with their accuracy when kicking a goal. It won't get behind them at all unless they're kicking out of defence, but it will really mess with the goal kicking across the ground. And because it's gusting, sometimes it will, sometimes it won't. So it'll be fluky. There's also whispers of a late change down here on the boundary. The AFL champion data and the AFL umpires are just furiously working at their iPads. The whisper is that Tracy is out with a very, very late injury. 10 minutes ago, we were told that the side was unchanged. So I'm just trying to confirm that. Ash Chua may have more idea than I do, because he normally does. He's a brilliant man.
I just saw him in the warm-up like a minute ago, Ash. Tracy, he was still warming up with the team. So unless that's happened in the last minute or two, he was definitely warming up a very short while ago that I saw. Yep.
So it is just whispers, and it is happening in front of me right now. So confirmation will come through, or maybe not, but Ash can probably tell you more. The medical subs at the moment, as we know, for Sydney, they are Hayden McLean, and for Fremantle, they are Connor Blakely, unless, of course, that has changed. Time will tell.
Thank you, gentlemen. Well done. I was focused on the wind duck. Westerly is offshore on the coast up there, so it's just sort of more about what it was going to be doing to the surf.
Sure. Is that pushing the wave up?
Perfect, Rossi. You could get shacked deep, Rossi. Deep
the green
in the
room.
Yes, you could be well and truly in the room. Hey, Duck, I always get excited now when I get to call the Swans, as I'm sure we all do, because they're an exciting footy team your mate Old Horse has got rolling out, aren't they?
They are, and I actually wrote about them on Friday.
I read the article.
They've got X Factor. That's what they've got. You know what? They've got their experienced guys, Kennedy, Parker, Franklin, all of these Rampy. So that's your top end, and they haven't had any drop-off. Buddy's building. But then it's that middle rung player, the Dawsons and these guys, Dawson, Mills, Florent, Haywood. All of those guys have stepped up, so they've gone to the next level. Heaney's got X Factor, another one of those guys that's got a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Dawson is a very, very good player. He's gone to a whole new level, really good off half-back, and kicks goals as well. So I'm loving what Sydney's doing.
And the X Factor's the system.
Yep.
Like, number one for efficiency and scoring in the AFL. They move, I think their system, they move the ball quickly,
yep.
but they... They draw the defence up to them. They get rid of the depth, and then they go into one-on-one. So they've won equal number one quarters in the AFL, so they're capable. 42 quarters, as much as anyone.
Yeah.
Hey, B, it looks like you were all over the situation. Well done. Give us an update.
Yes, Josh Tracy is out. Mitch Crowden is in, and it's David Mundy starting the game on the bench.
What?
All right.
I know. Can you believe it? It's been a big week. Contract extension, birthday, 350. Maybe he's a bit weary.
Well, that's to do with what Ross said before about he's not playing big parts of the game these days. Yeah, maybe just over 50%.
Yeah. That's a big out, Tracy. Yep. He's your big old-fashioned full forward, Brian, isn't he?
Shut up. The footy's on Triple M.
Triple M rocks footy.